everyone. Welcome into episode 8 of the Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton. I, of course, the aforementioned Patrick Netherton. We are so pleased to have you with us. Guys, I appreciate everyone who's been reaching out, who's gotten in touch with us, who has either sent in text messages or emails or just comment on any of our social media platforms. That's what it's absolutely all about. I hope you've enjoyed the content thus far. We have absolutely enjoyed bringing it to you. This episode is going to be a little bit different. We are going to, we're not going to have an interview this week. I actually traveled quite a bit over the week and was down in South Texas. We're going to talk a bit about that coming up in just a moment. And so didn't really have a chance to line up an interview. Didn't already have one in the can, which is usually my preference. But the idea is that we will get back into our normal interviewing phase. We've got a lot of folks on deck that we want to get in touch with and get on the show. But for this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about this trek that I made to South Texas. Got to hit 3 Texas Monthly Top 50 barbecue places all in one trip. Got to do some amazing dove hunting, which I haven't done in quite a while, and got to run into some barbecue legends, which is incredible. We'll discuss all of that. As always, we will finish the show with The Smoke. That is our viewer and listener mailbag. If you would like to be a part of the show, very easy to do. Please just give us an email, patrick@thebbqhound.com. That's patrick@thebbqhound.com. You can reach us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or X. That is @thebbqhound. Please follow, please share, please subscribe. Tell all your friends. You can comment on our YouTube videos. Again, same thing, youtube.com/@thebbqhound. And of course, if you want to text us or leave a voicemail, we can play those on the show. All you have to do is text us or voicemail us at 318-6570-HAM. That's 318-6570-426. And of course, comment on any of our videos, any of our posts on social media, and we will be happy to read those. We got a lot of Instagram posts about last week's guest, Tyler Harp from Harp Barbecue in Kansas City. So we will read a bunch of those coming up in The Smoke. But first, let's talk about a trip I just got to make that was absolutely incredible. Talking about an insane trip to South Texas. Several months ago, my dad, who is an avid hunter, outdoorsman, fisherman, all of that stuff. He loves doing it. Duck hunting. Basically, if it flies, it dives with my dad, whose name is Buster Netherton, kind of a legend around here. Well, dad basically says, look, we're making a trip to South Texas, which they do about once or twice a year, to go dove hunting. Do you want to go? Well, I haven't been dove hunting in probably 10, 15 years. I grew up as a hunter. Didn't really have time for it. You know, I'm calling games every weekend. It's not exactly easy to make time to get down to places to hunt when you're getting ready to call a football game on a Saturday or doing other things, you know, basketball on a Saturday, that sort of stuff. So my weekends usually are not my own. But as it turns out, because of how Northwestern State's schedule works this year, I had basically a month off. I called a game back in week one when Northwestern State snapped a 20-game losing streak and the longest losing streak in the nation. Then I was able to have some weekends off, no volleyball, which I call, no football, which I call. So it turns out that this past weekend, it was available to me, the weekend of the 13th, 14th. So I said, you know what? Let me do it. Let me go ahead and make this happen. So I said, sure, I'll do it. Well, the real driving force for me was not so much the chance to go dove hunting. Again, not my major thing. It was the chance to knock out at least 2, if not 3, Texas Monthly Top 50 joints. Teddy's in Weslaco, GW's in San Juan, which are both within about 10 miles, 10, 15 miles of each other. And then Senton, which is just south of Corpus Christi over on the Gulf Coast. Senton is home to a Texas Monthly Top 50 list contributor called Butters. So I thought, you know what, I can probably get to at least 2 of these while I'm down there and maybe get to all 3 of them. We'll see how it works out. So that was really my motive for going down on this trip and the dove hunt and getting the camaraderie. You know, my dad's in his 70s. I don't know how much longer he's going to be around. So I wanted to take some, make some memories with him while we still have the chance. So We loaded up, got in his Suburban. We start driving down. It's about a 9.5 hour drive if you're going reasonably fast and you're not stopping. Turns out it's about 10 hours if you stop a few times. So we're driving down. My dad's driving. Again, he's a little older. He's still a good driver, fantastic driver. You know, no accidents or anything, but he's a slow driver. So, I said, you know what, let's maybe not do that. Let me drive. Well, he drove a little ways and then I got in, I drove the rest of the way. We get down there. We go, we go to Teddy's on Friday. My dad is not really a barbecue connoisseur. He likes some stuff. He's actually a pretty good rib cook. Doesn't really cook any of the longer meats like brisket, that kind of thing. But he cooks a mean rib, rack of ribs. So, he knows from a good rib. So we go to Teddy's in Weslaco on Friday for lunch. And they were super nice, super sweet, just, terrific folks. We go down there, we get some brisket, we get some ribs, we get some potato salad. We get a little bit of everything. We weren't super hungry, but hey, we're there to try it out. And Teddy's was fantastic. Dad said it was one of the best ribs he's ever eaten in his entire life. And again, this guy knows from ribs. So the brisket was also fantastic. I got a Texas Twinkie. For those of you that may not know, that's usually a cream cheese stuffed giant jalapeno, bacon wrapped, and then smoked. It was delicious. I'm not even a jalapeno guy. I don't like peppers in general. I like them when they're pureed and made into salsa or something like that, but I don't necessarily like just straight peppers. But that Texas Twinkie was absolutely delightful. They also gave us a little bit of their pulled pork where they actually fried it and got the skin on the outside crispy like a pork rind, but the middle was still really soft like you'd get in a, in just a regular pork belly. And so just spectacular. Sliced pork belly with the pork rind outside, the brisket, the ribs, the sides, everything just delightful. And my dad was pleasantly surprised. Again, he's not a guy who's visited a lot of top 50 places. He's not unlike me, he's not a much of a snob when it comes to barbecue, but he really enjoyed it. So we go dove hunting on Friday after eating Teddy's. Get out there way too early. The doves, if you know anything about dove hunting, they fly in the morning, they fly in the evening. They're usually pretty quiet in the afternoons, mid-afternoons. So we get out there at 2:30. It's deep South Texas. We're right on the border. We're talking, Weslaco, San Juan, Edinburgh, that area of the Mercedes, that is right on the border, and it was boiling hot. The sun was out, there was a bit of a wind, so that helped a little bit, but it was miserable. And we sat there for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, and just wondered where the doves were. There were a few that would come flying by every so often, but nothing crazy. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Crazy started about 4:30 or so. I have not been to Mexico on a dove hunt. Several of the people in our party have been to Argentina on dove hunts. I have not. And it was completely insane. There were thousands of birds in the air. They looked legitimately like blackbirds, but they were all doves. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. It's one of those deals where if you can't limit out at that place, chances are you just need to hang it up, which was funny because I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Again, I had not played or been dove hunting in a long time, and I was missing everything left and right. I mean, I looked like I was just shooting with my eyes closed. My dad, meanwhile, couldn't miss. This dude has been hunting so many times over the course of his lifetime. He's an absolute perfect shot. That dude was knocking down. Matter of fact, I think he killed 5 doves with his first 6 bullets. So dude was getting it done. We both limited out probably about 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that. And we just stopped and watched because the sight of the doves coming in was incredible. They were going towards the river. They were coming back from the river. At one point, there were so many in the air that they were literally crossing each other. One group was moving one way. The other group was moving in a different way. And I can't believe they didn't kill each other, just colliding in midair. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. So that was a heck of a lot of fun. Shoulder got really sore, but I knew we had another day of this. We vowed at that point, well, we're not going back out there at 2:30. You can be rest assured of that. So we then have a wonderful dinner with a bunch of the hunters that were down there, and our the guy that was sort of our benefactor, that whose land it was we were hunting on, who set everything up, had a great steakhouse dinner. Cost a lot of money. I was not prepared for that. Luckily, you know, it was everyone was chipping in for the bill. But I'd not really been a part of a dinner that was that expensive before, but it was lovely. Absolutely fantastic dinner with a bunch of friends. A bunch of my dad's friends were there. My dad, my nephew was there. Just a heck of a lot of fun. So we get up on Saturday. This is when it's my time to shine. Saturday lunch. I had contacted George Watts Jr., the owner of GW's, which was number 5 in the Texas Monthly Top 50, and said, hey, we're coming in on Saturday. I'm bringing a big group. Can you handle it? He said, absolutely. Come on. You know, and so I'm trying to give him details. Hey, this is what we're looking at. Can we get a table? Whatever. We get there. I get there before everyone else on Saturday morning. The line is, I get there probably about 10:30. The line is 40 or 50 people long. George comes out. I get to meet him. I got to meet his son, George Watts III. They call him G. He's the pit master behind everything. His dad and he own the restaurant. But got to meet both of them and chat with both of them. And then it came time to sort of figure it all out. We had to work out the logistics on the fly. But I want to commend George Watts and his son, and Dave, who was kind of his front of house guy, is one of the friendliest dudes I've ever met in my entire life. These folks went above and beyond. We had 15 people. They brought us in. They put us at a table. They hooked us up with three of their Rio Grande platters, which is 2 pounds of brisket, 2 pounds of ribs, 2 pounds of sausage, you know, 6 sides, whatever. I mean, it was an absolute feast. Then it come to find out, not only did we not just have 15, because apparently some people called their friends and some people called their friends, and suddenly we got 25 people there, but they had enough food to take care of us, and their people were so good. Not just George and his son, not just Dave, the front of house guy, but everyone that was there. They were hustling. Anything you needed. You need cups, you need plates, you need utensils. What else can we get you? I mean, it was first class service all the way at GW's, and it lived up to its number 5 reputation on the Texas Monthly Top 50 list. The most hilarious part of it was, I'm going to say almost to a man, the people that were there were all tourists, right? We're all there hunting. It's, you know, it's my ear, nose, and throat doctor. It's my podiatrist. It's my dad's best friend and some of his family and friends. It's my ear, nose, and throat doctor's friends that came with him. It's just a mix and match of people, but none of them are either barbecue experts or, you know, like me, have traveled to eat barbecue in a lot of different places and kind of have that sort of discerning palate. So to say that they were blown away by what went down at GW's is an understatement. They were, to a man, just poleaxed by what they were served. The brisket was succulent and had an amazing bark. The ribs were incredible. All the sides were so good. They did burnt ends. The turkey, and that's the one thing I want to talk just for a second. Turkey at a good barbecue place is hard to beat. And people don't understand how good turkey is at a lot of barbecue restaurants. They just don't know. It's not something they've ever experienced. So they come in, they try the turkey, the rib. Everybody is just fawning over how good. They had a rice dish that was absolutely superb. Potato salad was great. Coleslaw was great. I'm not a coleslaw guy, but all my coleslaw people tell me that it was incredible. They did not miss a trick, right? So an incredible dining experience just on food and hospitality alone from George Watts and his son. But things got even weirder. So I go in and I'm just kind of, you know, we're working on how to get the table set up and what we're going to order and all of that stuff. And I look over, I'm like, wait a second, is that Ernest Cervantes and David Kirkland of Burnt Bean in Seguin? And I start looking and I go, wait a second, am I missing, like, is there something that I'm missing here? No, sure enough, it was the two co-owners of the number one barbecue place on the Texas Monthly Top 50 list. It was Ernest and David. And they're sitting in there, and apparently there was a dove hunt being hosted by a local state rep or congressperson, whatever. I don't know. I don't know who it was, but it was a political fundraiser. And Ernest and David were there to support this particular candidate or help out or whatever. And they decided to come to GW's to eat. Apparently, Ernest and David and the two George Watts are all friends. And look, that's one of the things I absolutely adore about Texas Pitmasters is, by and large, they all seem to be friends with each other. They all seem to like each other. They all seem to get along. I really love that about that area and about what Texas barbecue is about. It's one of the things that really draws me into Texas barbecue. And so they're taking pictures, they're having a good time. You know, they brought them out a little Pitmaster plate. They even brought them some burgers. I didn't even think to get burgers for our guys, but they brought them some burgers. And they had a group of four with them. Two other guys were with them as well. And it was just awesome. Just how cool to run into randomly the two guys that run the number one barbecue joint in the state of Texas. And David remembered me. I came back and visited with him in the pits when we were down there at Burnt Bean a few weeks ago. He said he remembered me and mentioned, like, yeah, you came back to the back and talked with us. So he obviously did. But I did not, Ernest was not there when we went. He did remember me though from a visit years ago when he came out and actually gave me some brisket while I was waiting in line, because either someone I know got in touch with him and told him, hey, get, you know, this guy's waiting in line. I don't know what the case was, but he came and handed me some brisket. That was maybe 2022, something like that. But they couldn't have been sweeter. Talked about a lot about how much they enjoy GW's and how much they really like getting to you know, go and be a part of this thing. And it was really cool. It was awesome to see those guys out. It was, you know, Pitmasters supporting Pitmasters. That was just special, really, really special to see. So we had an incredible meal on Saturday. Again, huge thanks to GW's. George Watts. We're going to have one or both of them on here before too long. I promised them that because they were absolutely incredible to us. And so we thank them for that. And then Saturday night, we went to one of our hunting benefactors' homes, got to watch a bunch of A&M fans going absolutely berserk while they were watching the A&M Notre Dame game. It was all Aggies in there. And then there was a group of LSU people, which was the people that were with us from Louisiana. And we're all crowded around an iPad trying to watch the LSU Florida game. But it was really fun. Had an absolutely fantastic time. And then Sunday we got up and drove home. And I said, you know what? We got to Sunday. And I said, well, let me see if maybe I can convince my dad to do one more barbecue place. And so I said, Dad, what do you think? There's one more Texas Monthly Top 50 joint down here in this area. I don't know when I'm going to get back here and when I'm going to get here to start with. And he goes, you know what? Let's do it. So we stopped in Senton, which is just south of Corpus Christi, and went to Butters, which was also fantastic. It was so good. They had, again, brisket was on point. Ribs were fantastic. Dad really liked the potato salad at Butters. He's a potato salad, snob, more so than a barbecue snob. And so I asked him as we left Butters, I said, look, you've been now to 6% of the Texas Monthly Top 50. What do you grade it? And he went through. You know, I thought the brisket was better here, and I'm not going to name names, but he said, I thought the brisket was better here. He said he thought the ribs were comparable at all three places. He liked the potato salad here better than the potato salad there. He liked this side better than this side. So he's almost a certified barbecue judge at this point. One thing I should mention about the hunt on Saturday, after we got out there at 2:30 on Friday, I told everyone, if we're out here before 4 o'clock tomorrow, which was on Saturday, I said, there's something wrong. So we got to the field about 4 o'clock. We drove to our spot, got there about 4:10, 4:15. We started hunting at 4:15 and we had our limit, which in this case, 15 per person, that's 30 birds for the two of us, me and my dad. We had our 30 birds in 40 minutes. Now, we shot a ton because there were thousands of birds in the air. But I actually started hitting some birds, which was nice. I did a lot better on day two than I did on day one. My efficiency was a lot higher. And we, like I said, we limited out in less than 45 minutes. That's how many birds are flying. And we're still just watching them go by in the thousands. It was really an incredible trip. So we hit Butters on Sunday on the way back home. And we end up at home after just an unbelievable road trip. So again, want to thank the folks at Teddy's in Weslaco. They were so good, such kindness. Left them a sticker. They put it right down. That was awesome. We did go and get to visit GW's. Again, huge, huge thanks to George Watts Jr. and George Watts III. Both of them, just incredible folks and so accommodating to a crazy large group of hunters. And then again, big thanks to the folks at Butters in Senton on the way back home. They were absolutely incredible. And big thanks to Clay and his family for hosting us. It was absolutely incredible. What a great trip. One of those memories of a lifetime type trips that we got to take down to South Texas. All right, we come back. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have The Smoke, where, of course, we get your listener and viewer thoughts on what we've seen. Most of this is going to pertain to last week's episode where we chatted with Tyler Harp of Harp Barbecue. We'll get your thoughts on having Tyler on and maybe what, you know, a lot of this is before the interview came out, so we'll see how excited folks were to hear from Tyler Harp, and then maybe a couple of thoughts on the interview itself. Don't forget, if you want to be a part of it, you can always jump in on The Smoke. We'll tell you how coming up right after the break when we bring you The Smoke, our viewer and listener mailbag. Welcome you back into the Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton. Don't forget, no interview today. We are just, again, we told you a little bit about our trip down to South Texas and how crazy the dove hunting was and how amazing the barbecue was. And we're going to get The Smoke for you now. That is our viewer and listener mailbag. We encourage you to write in. To call in if you want. Again, we do take voicemails if you want to leave a voicemail. Any questions that you may have, any guest ideas, folks that you want to me to have on at some point in time, and really anything that you want to discuss, we are open to talking about on The Smoke. How do you reach us? Couple of ways. Email patrick@thebbqhound.com, patrick@thebbqhound.com. You can also reach us if you like on our voicemail or text line, 318-6570-HAM, 318-6570-426. That is how you reach our voice line. Again, you can leave a voicemail or you can text us on that one. You can also leave us a comment on our YouTube channel and any of our videos on YouTube, youtube.com/@thebbqhound. And of course, we're available on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and again, @TheBBQHound. If you look up @TheBBQHound just about anywhere, chances are you're going to find us. All right, we posted the interview last week with Tyler Harp of Harp Barbecue in Kansas City, a guy who is doing Texas craft barbecue in a place that doesn't really know much about Texas craft barbecue, one of the meccas of barbecue in Kansas City. So when I posted that he was going to be our guest, here were some of the comments. SD Sexton said, yes, not yes, queen, but yes. C-Tel Nash, yep, the first actually good barbecue we've had in Kansas City. Wow. DeBishop 2003 said, one of the good dudes in barbecue, great guy, and the food is even better. KC folks are used to the KC style barbecue, so when they get a taste of Harp barbecue, I hope their minds change about what's good and what's not. I tend to agree with that. Roland Smoke Texas Barbecue said, or Roland Smoke A Texas Barbecue wrote, yep. Happy Lemon KC, three heart emojis. Holly Santana, best barbecue in KC. I_cough. Yes, he can. Matthew Obenhaus, it's fantastic barbecue. Signed, a Texan in Kansas City. Rinsing Chris, fire emoji. E-Pair Pals wrote, he is the best. So happy for you, man. Patrick Moore KC wrote, it's time to get your podcast going again. I guess I didn't even ask Tyler Harp if he had a podcast, but apparently he did. And Patrick wants him to get it going again. So, yeah, maybe Tyler, get your podcast happening. Agard 511 said that's an emphatic yes. Jan K. R. said for sure with a heart emoji and three fire emojis. And Happy Tear SKC said better than they do it. A lot of folks who seem to be in agreement that that what Tyler Harp does with Texas Craft Barbecue in Kansas City is a little bit better than what Kansas City does. I'll say this. Again, I'm biased. I am a Texas barbecue guy. But his stuff is the best that I had when I was in Kansas City. That much is for sure. And I went to Gates, or I've been to Gates. I've been to Arthur Bryant's. I went to Q39. I've been to Joe's. I really like Joe's a lot, by the way. So I've been to a lot of places, and I would still say Harp Barbecue is the best in Kansas City. Harold Pitmaster said, with so much good barbecue out there now, the thing that differentiates places for me is customer service and hospitality. Sounds like Mr. Harp is well focused on that. Yeah, we talked about him taking his lessons from being a clubby back in the day at for the Kansas City Royals in the visiting clubhouse and learning, watching how those guys went about the business of being professionals. And he that sort of informed him on how to be a pro. And obviously that is a big deal, to be sure. Also, one comment on the video itself over on YouTube. And again, you can leave comments on the YouTube channel. We will read those as well. FWT Bobber, one of our favorites, said, let's go, KC. Keep in mind, one of Patrick's best bites was burnt ends down in Texas. So that crossover goes both ways. Sound like a lot of love going on between all these pitmasters. Nice to hear that. Yeah, one of the things Tyler talked about was how much respect and love he had for all of the various pitmasters around Kansas City, how much they all get to talk to each other. And we've talked about that a good bit in Texas as well. It is remarkable how much these pitmasters all respect each other, care about each other. I'm sure there's rivalries and I'm sure there's feuds. And obviously we've seen some intra-family feuds that have happened in barbecue in the state of Texas. But by and large, it seems like most of these guys respect each other, care about each other, want to see each other succeed. Barbecue right now, because of prices, is a very tough business. So to see these guys really lifting each other up, trying to make each other better, that is a huge deal. All right, don't forget, we should be back to our regularly scheduled interview programming come next week. But with the travel that we had going on this week down to South Texas, dove hunting and eating at three Texas Monthly Top 50 places, it is it's something that I needed to, I didn't really have time to set up an interview this week. So hope you don't mind a little change of pace for this week, but hopefully back to our regularly scheduled program next week. That's it for this edition of the Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton. Please go like, subscribe, share, follow, tell all your friends. Let's keep this thing growing, and we'll see you next week on the Barbecue Hound.